Welcome to Mink Live Motivation, and I am Peggy MacArthur. I am your moderator today, and we are going to be talking about, are you working hard to be seen and feeling frustrated about not being seen? Maybe it's your marketing materials. Let's get started. It's the laugh for me. I don't know if I'm ever going to get tired of that. Hey, Kim, thank you for being with me today. We are talking about brand matters, and I am so excited to have you. Also, all of you that are watching from your home, whether it's on LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever you have to be catching this show, please leave your comments. You are our co-host on the couch, and we would love to hear from you. If you have a question, drop it and we'll work it into our conversation. Anyway, Kim, I can't wait to get to know you. So I'm going to ask you a question. All right. Why are you passionate about helping people with brand materials using your zone of genius?
Yeah, my zone of genius is getting clear in your messaging. So your brand materials includes how you talk about what you do. And so many people, so many of my clients struggle with just getting clear and being able to speak about it from their audience's perspective. And that is so important because when you have that clarity, you have the confidence and you can keep moving forward and know what you're talking about and reach more people. And it's really fun to see clients get that aha when they have the clarity and it's a little simple clarity of like, what is the problem they solve and what is that really desired outcome that client, that their clients or customers want. I mean, when you get clear on that messaging, it can take you so far.
Absolutely. Kim and I chatted the other day, and that was one of the main things we were talking about is how she does that with people's wording, with people's logos, colors, all the things. And where my zone of genius is with your imaging, your headshots, your branding materials, all of those images that you use. Because if you're not clear on the message you're telling, you're just kind of out there with a pretty picture that doesn't do anything to help you reach your ideal clients. So I love that. And I love that aha moment that Kim was talking about when people realize that, oh, every single thing I do, from my profile picture to my website to my videos, every single piece of marketing I have is not only telling the story, but compounding the story and pushing that story along. And when they realize, oh, I don't have to know 20 different things. I just have to know this one thing and tell this one message all the way through. So I agree with you, Kim. It's the aha moment for me. I love that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then repeating it. That's the other big thing that like people don't think about. Just repeat it. Just repeat
and it. Say it over and over and over.
Yeah.
In different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Kim, why is the function of your brand materials important for professionals to thrive in their life and business?
Wow. So the brand materials are important for professionals to thrive in life and business. I think it gives them an anchor. I think without your brand materials, whether it's messaging, whether it's your logo, whether it's a headshot, like your brand photos or anything like that, you're just kind of floating. You're kind of like the rubber ducky out in the ocean. Like you're just going to get tossed from wave to wave to wave. So it's kind of your anchor and it keeps you focused and like just clear and steady and forward.
Yeah, it keeps you focused and it gives you, it's like your compass, right? Like yeah. It gives you the direction. If you know your mission statement, you know what you're doing, how you're doing it, and why you're doing it, what problem you're solving, who you're trying to reach, then you can get materials together that are going to reach those ideal people. And when people say brand materials, I think sometimes they think about like, they only think about logos. They only think about like, what color is my website? They only think about what kind of swag do I have? Do I have pins or mugs or whatever? And although all of those things are parts of your marketing materials as a whole, it's the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. It's everything interwoven and working together. So yeah, I think that when you have that vision, and you're telling a cohesive story with every piece of your marketing, whether it's a going live on Instagram or TikTok, or whether it's a long form video or whatever it is that you're using, your website, all of the things should be really pushing your story forward, grabbing the attention of your ideal clients.
Yep. And I loved how you said, because they do weave together, like they work, they ebb and flow. And your messaging is just as important as your branding. And it's all there, because without it, you're just going to kind of be lopsided.
Well, if you're telling, like, if your words are saying one thing, like if all of your wording is like super starch and professional and very,
ChatGPT.
Yeah. Packed very neatly. And all of your images are you like, then it's confusing. People don't know what they're getting. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. And what I get, well, I want to attract everyone all the time. Well, you have to know who your ideal client is and where they hang out. So if you want, maybe you're corporate clients that you want a little more stuffy, persona, maybe they hang out on LinkedIn. So everything there on LinkedIn needs to be in that direction. And then maybe you also reach stay-at-home moms or work-at-home moms. So that you want to be a little bit more relaxed, and you can still, like, Peggy is a different person with her friends, with her clients, with her kids, not a lot different, but a little different. But it's all me, right? There's still that cord that weaves through. So you want to make sure that you have that consistency that ties it all together. You're not just some like a mess thrown all out in one place, yep. For people to go through the weeds and figure out who you are, because they're not going to dig to find if you're the person they want. They need to see that immediately.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. So we are going to stay inspired.
All right.
How has functionality been a problem to you in the past, and how did you overcome it?
Functionality been a problem for me. Yeah, I'm trying to think what functionality. I'm trying to think what the functionality is supposed to mean here.
I think like in your branding material. So maybe like websites, or maybe different pieces of your branding materials, and maybe they weren't functioning the way you wanted them to.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So I think, for me, for the functionality piece of it is, as I've grown in my business, is what I've had or what I've been talking about, does it still serve its purpose? Is it evolving? And so I would definitely say, and I'm in that season right now, that I am like moving and growing again. And what I have, it works, but it's not functioning for this next level in this next space. So how I'm overcoming it, a lot of it is finding other experts and being okay having them step in and do what they know how to do. Because while I know messaging and I know marketing, I'm not a graphic designer. I could be if I really wanted to go down, but I don't want to go down that route. So hiring somebody who is an expert at that to be able to create what I need, That I think is very key, is being able to outsource what you're not an expert at.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's not so much, and it's not like it's a bad thing. Sure, you can, just because you can do something, and that's what I've been telling myself, just because I can do something doesn't mean it's the best use of my time.
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly. Exactly.
The moment when you outgrown your brand materials is real, right? So, yes. So Monica's listening, so she'll laugh at this, but I'm going to tell this story on myself. So, my first web, like I built my first portrait studio website, in like 2003. So websites were different than websites are now. Like in 2003, a website had just a lot of text. Like it was like a book, right? It was like you had all this information, and that was what a typical website looked like. And even though over time I, you know, had added more pictures and made it, you know, prettier, I still like, I'm going to say like 3 years ago, I still had like a 15 page website.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know why, because, you know, I thought it was all like all the information on there was really good information. No one needs a 15 page website. I don't think there's anyone that needs a 15 page website unless it's 15 pages of catalogs and you're selling stuff. That was not my case. Yeah. Not it.
Yeah.
There was a whole page on weddings, a whole page on babies, a whole page on, you know, all these things. But anyway, and then I had to realize, I had to come to the truth that I had outgrown my branding. Like that doesn't serve me anymore. Like nobody is going to look at a 15 page website. Nobody. You need to get them there, have buttons, get them out. Like it's, you know, it needs to be quick. In fact, Kim looked at one of my websites. So that she's like, you don't have enough buttons. And I was thinking, oh my God, I have so many buttons on this website. And her feedback was, you need more buttons. And I was like, okay, need more buttons.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and even like with your 15 pages, yeah. I'm pretty sure that your messaging also has evolved and has gotten more succinct and clear. And, you know, so it's not just the look and the feel of your brand. It's also, what are you saying?
And really, how understanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understanding who I am and what I serve, just like what you were saying you do with your clients. So I'm sure that you've probably had people come in and like word vomit here. This is what I do. And you're like, oh, actually you do this.
Yeah.
You don't need 15 pages to say this. It's right here. One paragraph, Peggy, you got it all.
Yeah. Well, we're all so busy. We're not, like, nobody's going to, like you said, nobody's going to read a 15 page website. We're all so busy. And so you need to think about how can you say this quickly? Right. And just get a, like, we just want to move on. Give me the goods and let's go.
Yes. Monica is having a great time because she's seen this in real life. Like she knows exactly what I'm talking about. She's like, I'm dyslexic. So I think like, you know, I relate things that other people don't necessarily relate. So that's how I remember things, is by this relates to this and this relates to this. So when I tell a story, I tell like this big story because I feel like all of those things are relevant. Mm-hmm. And Monica, when she's like, can you just put it in bullet points? And so I'll put it in bullet points and she's like, Peggy, bullet points, 5 bullet points does not take 3 pages. Like that's not how bullet points work. And I'm like, oh, but I put a little, no. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's getting to the point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a time and a place for the elaborate, beautiful story.
Right.
And there's a time and a place for the like cliff note version. And then there's a time and a place for like, hey, give me the 2 sentences. Right. So you do need that big, big, beautiful story. Because then you have so much that you can pull out and you can use in other places. But finding how to get succinct and to the point.
Yeah. So I'm going to say if that were a problem and how I overcame it, I exactly what you said, have somebody that's knowledgeable in that, look at it and tell you that all of those words are actually this paragraph right here.
Yep.
And or whatever it is. Hey, your headshots just don't say anything. Go to Peggy. She'll teach you how to pull emotions out of your images. You know, your website, there's no point to it. Go to Kim. She's going to help you, you know? So I like that. Fine. Just because I can doesn't mean I should.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I kind of already kind of segmented this. So who should you ask for help when you need to solve a problem of in your branding materials? Who should you ask for help?
Yeah, I really do think there's something to going to people who specialize in the different parts. Understanding that your brand materials is more than just your brand book. Like there's elements to it. So finding somebody who is a graphic designer for the look and the feel and who understands maybe color therapy or not therapy, but color theory is what I was trying to say. Somebody who can help you then articulate in the messaging, like what are you saying? Somebody who understands the psychology of writing a website or a sales page. Finding somebody who specializes so that you can kind of just really narrow in and get that dialed in instead of it just being like generic and across the board. So finding specialists for sure.
I love that. Absolutely. And I think also listening to your clients, like really, like a lot of times I assume what my clients want, but unless I'm listening to them, unless I'm listening to the things they're complaining about, you don't necessarily know. I just built this program for photographers, right? To help photographers run a profitable business. And so I've been following a lot of photographers on TikTok. And it's funny because TikTok's where people are like telling the truth, right? They're talking about their pain points because it's humor. And I'm learning so much about how other photographers, because I've been a photographer for a long time. I didn't come up in digital. I came up in film. So even though it's like you would think I would know all the pain points, I don't, because it's different when you've just started recently. So it's really fun to watch my ideal clients and listen to, you know, what they complain about, how they talk about their business and how they talk about their clients, and understand that, oh, okay, so I can help you there, but I would have never thought that you needed to know that. Like, I just took that for granted that that wasn't a pain point for you, and clearly it is. So, and then you can speak to them in their language, and then you get that expert to help you. Like, okay, this is how my ideal clients are talking. This is where they're hanging out. This is the language that they use. Amy Lancey just put out a book. I just went to her, her little shout out for Amy Lancey on, you know, on different languages of how people speak. If you're intellectual, if you're, you know, in your thinking and how the words you use in communicating. So it's really good to know how your ideal clients, the people you want to work with, how they're talking, what their pain points are, so that you can communicate directly to them. You should ask your customers, what do you do?
Yeah.
Sometimes we think that it's clear, but it's not. That's true. Like,
yeah.
What do you think I do? What do you think I do? You know, that's great.
Yep. Another tip, as you're like using TikTok to do market research, go into the comments.
Yeah.
And read through the conversations. Those are a great place for some market research as well.
Yeah. Really finding out what, because they'll tell you their pain points, because I was surprised, because I would never like hang my dirty laundry out like they are, like, and that's a generational thing too. You know, and these younger kids are like, you know, my client's this and my client's that. And it's like, oh, and you're trying to attract your clients. Okay. Maybe this isn't the place to diss them.
Right.
But it's great for me because it's like, oh, wow, that's really, but that also goes back to knowing how to market and reach they're out there complaining about the people they're trying to reach. I mean, it's great for me because I'm doing market research. So they're showing me their pain points, but it's also showing me that they don't understand how to market themselves, because they're not trying to attract me. They're trying to attract other people to hire them. And while I can relate to their content, because I too have had clients that did those things. It's an interesting world. It's an interesting world. The social media is, I love it. And it's true though, you need to do market research so that you know what your potential clients are talking about.
And I think too, like what you're talking about, like where they're at versus where you're at, it's a different stage in their business. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that your business is going to evolve and it's going to grow and expand, you're going to understand a whole lot more about your ideal clients and customers. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to speak their language because you're hearing it. And some of that comes with time and some of that comes with maturity. And it's okay to like, see, okay, this is where my business is. This is where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to this direction, but no, like allow it to expand and grow and become more. And with that, like all of your branding, your messaging, your logos, your colors, just the vibe and aesthetic of your brand is going to grow and you got to let it grow with it.
Somebody said, and I'm so sorry, if you're listening, put in the comments that, yeah, Peggy, you stole that from me, because I can't remember who said it, but I just heard it. And they said, figuring out your ideal clients when you're starting a new business is like dating. Mm-hmm. At first, you don't know what you like. You don't know what you don't like. You don't know where your boundaries are, where you're going to like, you have to kind of get out there and go, oh, this doesn't feel good to me. Or, ooh, I like this and I can make a lot of money here. Like mm-hmm. this, you know, and kind of like find out who you really want to target for your ideal clients. It doesn't mean that you're not going to work with all the other people, but you want to put all that marketing energy into that one thing. And it's about kind of evolving, like you said, when you're starting a new business, you don't know who you want to work with yet because you haven't worked with a lot of people yet. So yeah. You got to figure that out. It's like,
well, it's getting clear and it's like, hey, I'm going to create this foundation and it's going to be smooth and it's being good. I'm going to focus and I'm going to get it. And now I'm going to build the next block.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I'm going to focus. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to get clear. And then I'm going to build the next block. And your branding is going to grow with that as well. And build on that because who you're going to serve gets to expand as well. So yeah, there's a lot of that.
And I don't know about you, but I sometimes get bored. Like I get really good with one thing and then I'm like, I'm really good at that. It's not that challenging anymore. So let me go explore this other area and get really good at that and, you know, get to know that. And then, you know, so a lot of it to me is just like the challenge of learning the new, you know, I've got this honed in, everything's in the Mink life. We call it the cycle of the rebirth, right? You get it all figured out. You figure out the processes, you get it running smooth. Now it's all running. Now it's time for a new idea. And then you do it all over again. So
I think the struggle comes when somebody's trying to do all of those at the same time, right? Yeah. And that becomes a struggle. So like focus, just have some focus and then move
perfect
on.
The one thing, then go to the next. All right. So our producer is telling us that we're chatting too much. So we're going to gain knowledge. It's fine. It's fine. this is our power round. One tip to build your brand by focusing on brand materials.
I think you really nailed it when you said, talk to your customers. Like what is their pain point? Because if you are not solving, and if your branding and your brand materials do not talk about how you can solve that pain point, what are they going to buy? Why are they going to want to buy from you? Why are they going to want to go down the journey for you to solve a problem that they don't know that you can solve? So I definitely think that is like talking to your ideal client, listening to how they talk about their problem, what are the words that they're using, and bringing that into understanding of your messaging, and then how do you need to position your brand in the marketplace to communicate to them, hey, look, I have the solution to what you're struggling with.
Very cool. I totally agree. Okay, so one tip, and it can't be listening to your client. Thanks, Kim. So be specific, like really take the time to figure out what your vision is, what your mission statement is. Take the time to write that down and get that compass pointing, you know, due north, and know that you are on this path. And I know this is more than one tip, but Kim took mine. So I had to, like, I'm improvising. So be willing to change. Like if you're going in this direction and it's not working, then shift a little bit. Be willing to listen to people's input and be willing to shift.
Totally.
Yep. Yay. All right. It is time for announcements. Kim, how can people hang out with you and get to know you and see how you can help them in their brand?
Yeah. The easiest way is to just go ahead and grab some time on my calendar and let's chat and get to know each other. Find out how I can help you with where you're at and what you specifically need. I do a lot of coaching whether it's one-on-one or group or even just one-off spot coaching. It might be all you really need to figure out your next step. Otherwise, find me on Instagram at Kim Bowers Consulting.
Yay. Well, as you know, I love to talk. So if you want to find out how you can use your headshot as one of the biggest parts of your marketing strategy and how you can use your images, your marketing images, to help push your brand forward. We've got the wrong link here. I'm sorry. Go to Headshots by Peggy and jump on my let's chat button. I thought I updated the link, but clearly I didn't. Anyway, yes, go to Headshots by Peggy and click on the button that says let's chat. And I would love to talk to you about how to use your headshot as your market. Now, let's talk about some of the community announcements.
All right. As usual, around Mink Life Motivation, it never stops. We've got so much going on. But the best part is that if you are enjoying today's show, the conversation with Peggy and Kim, well, we keep this party rolling every single week. That's right. You can watch us live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at 9 a.m. Pacific time and Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time and join in the conversation. Be that co-host on the couch. But if you are on the go and you can't watch it live, no worries. You can always catch us on any podcast network. Wherever you find your podcast, that's where we are, baby. So go find us. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. You got a name there and you can listen to us on the go. If you think you are an expert and want to show off your zone of genius, well, guess what? We want you to, too. So you should join us here on this show. You can go to minklifemotivation.com/live and be a co-host on the couch. Next week on Wednesday,
we have Peggy.
Peggy will be on the show, the brand builder extraordinaire. Bring you another fabulous conversation about how to build your brand. Back to you, Peggy.
Yay. And thank you so much, Kim, for hanging out with me. It was so fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And everybody go jump on her calendar because I had a 15-minute chat with her the other day, which was probably more than 15 minutes because
we talk.
Anyway, go jump on her calendar and get to know her and see how she can help you with your branding. Thanks, and we'll see you next Wednesday.